There's only one way that you'll ever be able to receive this wonderful Comforter is when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Confess your sins, repent, have Christian baptism ministered to you, and a promise that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. That's His promise. He cannot go back on that. It's His promise. I've always said if a person was thoroughly taught and was repented and from their heart had believed on God with all that was within them, and when they are baptized, immediately the Holy Spirit will come up on them because He promised to do so. He promised it. You shall receive the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you. Now, people, today, the reason that they don't receive that is because it interferes with their spiritual life that they desire to live. The Bible said that the world, man, loved darkness more than light because their deeds are evil. And a person who loves to walk in darkness and do evil things loves evil works, cannot love the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible said if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God's not even in you. Now, you might have heard these scriptures before, but let's take heed to them. Are they true? They are more true than you're sitting in this church tonight. They're more truer than this is the state of Arizona. They're more truer than you're a live human being. They're God's eternal words and His promises that all heavens and earth will pass away, but them words shall never pass away. Amen. They have meaning, the meaning sublime. But they'll never mean nothing to you until God reveals them to you. How beautiful it is to know that He cares for us. So, if man, he was made to want to be comforted, so then if he doesn't accept God's way, then he'll take a way for himself. And he'll try to substitute something to take the place of that Holy Spirit. Oh, I want you to listen to it. A man or a woman that will not accept the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will try to comfort themselves with some violent substitute that Satan will present to them. Satan just got plenty of substitutes. But why do we have to have a substitute when the Pentecostal skies are full of real? Why would I eat from a garbage can when a clean table setting full of choice food? There would be something mentally wrong with me if I did that. Now, how what a pity it is to see that man will try to substitute something to take that place.